September 6, you can conquer. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might. Daniel 2:23. In this age, a time of satanic wonders, everything conceivable will be said and done to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Let believers say nothing to extol Satan's power. The Lord will distinguish his commandment-keeping people with signal marks of his favor if they will be molded and fashioned by his Spirit and built up in the most holy faith, hearkening strictly to the voice of his word. Let us humble our souls before God. Let us work with an eye single to his glory. Let his praise be continually on our lips, for the benefits that he bestows are daily renewed and should be acknowledged with thanksgiving. God is long-suffering and of tender mercy. Should he deal with us according to our perversity, according to our foolish erratic course, our changeableness, where would we be? But he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Psalm 103:14. Remember that no human being is of himself sufficient to stand against the wily foe. Hide in God and be sure that the Holy Spirit is with you. You can conquer the enemy only as the Lord goes before you. If we stand in the great day of the Lord with Christ as our refuge, our high tower, we must put away all envy, all strife for the supremacy. We must utterly destroy the roots of these unholy things, that they may not again spring up into life. We must place ourselves wholly on the side of the Lord. Seek righteousness and stand under the broad shield of omnipotence. This is your only safety. God calls upon you to seek him with humility of heart. Read Daniel's prayer and see if your experience will stand the test of fire. God will richly bless those who humble themselves before him. We must not allow ourselves to be chilled to death by those who know not what it means to walk with God. We must not allow ourselves to enter into contention. We are to speak words that make for peace and grace and truth. We are to search our hearts diligently, humbling ourselves before God. We are to respect our brethren, but we are not to place them where God should be, for they are but men. Letter 195, September 6, 1903, to W.C. White.